You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Josh, before we get started, we want to remind our loyal TV audience. We hear from you guys that say, this show is really growing on me.
Yeah.
I'm really liking it more and more, and we really appreciate that.
We sure do.
Your last chance to see said shows will be this Saturday, March 9th. Mm-hmm. We got our final marathon coming up.
That's right. It starts at noon Eastern time.
That's right.
It's on Science Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole marathon featuring some classic episodes called reruns.
Yeah.
Plus two new episodes, both written by Mr. Charles W. Chuck Bryant. Beautiful episodes. And one of which is the pilot. But even more confusingly, the fact that we're airing the pilot as the season finale is that that's not even the pilot pilot. The pilot pilot will air after that, I believe.
Yeah. So to avoid confusion.
It's a little late for that.
We've got John Hodgman in the next to the last episode.
Yes.
Which is a great one, a lot of fun.
It's about private space exploration.
That's right. And then we have the originally, it was episode one. To set up this whole shebang,
right.
They're airing this last, which is very unique in television.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lost pilot that we shot like over a year ago.
That's really not even in the format of the actual show.
Yeah, that we're airing that too, because what the heck?
Let's just throw it all at the wall and see what sticks.
That's right. So noon o'clock, set your DVRs. Mm-hmm. This will be the last of the original 10, plus the bonus.
Season 1.
And... dudes and dudettes, check it out on Amazon Instant or Google Play or iTunes, or watch it live or watch it on your DVR, and we appreciate the support.
Yeah, and the rest of the world, hang in there. We'll try to get it to you somehow, some way.
We're trying.
In the meantime, those of you in the States, if you really like our TV show and you want to see more stuff like behind-the-scenes clips, videos, read blogs from characters, go to StuffYouShouldKnow.com, our website, and just click on the TV show tab.
Yeah, and if you're one of those people that says, hey, this show's really grown on me, why don't you go to the Science Channel Facebook page and make a little noise and say, keep these guys around, we enjoyed it.
Sure.
Couldn't hurt, right?
I don't think so, unless Science Channel sends guys to your house for commenting on their Facebook page.
No, they welcome that.
Yeah.
All right.
Podcast time.
Let's do it.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, and there's Charles W. Chuck Bryant, which makes this Stuff You Should Know, the Lightning Quick edition.
Is this Lightning Quick?
Yes, because of the lightning.
Oh. Yeah, we have like tornadoes and stuff coming in. So it's like we're holding out at the OK Corral as the storm rolls in.
Right, well, we'd also like to get out of the OK Corral before the storms get here, you know?
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, you were saying there was a tornado flipping cars on like 75 up north of here?
Apparently, and I know my dog Buckley is at home just waiting to pee all over the place once the thunder starts. So if I can be there and hold him, he's fine.
The French Foreign Legion, Chuck.
Yeah.
They are a fighting force, a military fighting force, that one young man by the name of Jean-Claude Van Damme ran off and joined.
Did he really?
In the movies.
Oh, crap.
I got you.
You totally got me. I was like, I never knew.
Can you imagine? No, it was in the movies. He wasn't really a Legionnaire.
It's a bummer. What movie was that?
I think Legion.
Was there a movie called Legion?
Or Legionnaire.
Huh, never heard of it.
But yeah, he's a Legionnaire.
I'm not a big fan of his, actually.
You can tell, well, you know, I don't know that there are that many, like, big fans, but I'll bet his big fans are, like big-time Jean-Claude Van Damme fans.
Oh, yes.
Like Steven Seagal's fans, probably.
Yeah, probably so.
Just hardcore, you know?
Yeah.
But you could tell that Jean-Claude Van Damme was in this movie because he's wearing a hat with the little cape in the back.
Yeah, the capey.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, spelled K-E-P-I, pronounced K-P, and they still wear those. And, you know, it's a tradition that is still true today. The little flat cap, very stiff and rigid.
Yep.
And they don't always have the capes, you know, when they're out where they need them, they will.
Well, the reason that they would have them is because for the better part of two centuries, the French Foreign Legion was stationed in Algeria.
Yeah.
And the reason they were stationed there is because that's where their headquarters were, almost from the moment of inception of this this military group.
Yeah, and the reason they were stationed there from inception was because they were a bunch of ne'er-do-well criminals in many cases.
Yeah.
And so they were like, you know what, you guys are great and you're super tough. Let's move you to Algeria to help our colonization efforts and get you out of France.
Do you want to talk about the history first?
Yeah. Well, today, let's talk about today just for one sec. There
okay.
are over, there are 7,286 legionnaires as of December of last year, 2012. And, to this date, 35,000 have died in battle over the years.
I saw that.
Which is not that bad, but it's a small group, you know. 7,000 isn't much.
Right. And they are the fighting force in the world that has seen more continuous action than any other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they fight constantly. They've been fighting constantly.
Well, and they're bad dudes.
Yeah.
Like, they even say in this article, and they're well known to be much tougher than the regular French army.
Right.
Because they're not French.
Well, they're...
Actually, I don't know how much that has to do with it. But they're known for being tough dudes.
Yeah, and they're also a special forces unit, basically.
No women. When we say dudes, we can say dudes.
Yeah, there's never been a French foreign legionnaire who is a woman.
No.
They've been in just about every conflict that the French have been in.
Yeah, I bet.
Since 1830. And did you know that the French Foreign Legion invaded Mexico in 1861 and stayed there till 1865 when they were finally beaten back?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they tried to assassinate the president and install an Austrian prince named Maximilian as the ruler of Mexico, set it up as a French puppet state.
I wonder if that had any influence on culinarily speaking.
I don't know.
French food.
You don't see much French stuff pop up in Mexico like you do in like Vietnam during that colonial period. You know? Or Indochine.
Yeah.
You know, true love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another. And every time after that, it's taking long walks together in the summer or gazing longingly into each other's eyes and watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
Well, the Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes. As everyone knows from listening to this show, we have pulled all of our dogs off the street that Emily and I have had over the years, either right off the street or through a local shelter and working with them, and they've all become valued family members, and we think they've appreciated it too.
Yeah, Chuck, there is a Pedigree loyalty survey that found that 90% of first-time dog owners report having a dog improved at least one of their relationships, and 80% of first-time dog owners are overwhelmingly more likely to have made at least one new connection as a result of getting a dog. And 95% of all dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than they ever expected. Not a big surprise.
That's true. We all know that adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime meaningful connection, and real love can exist between a pet and a pet parent.
You got that straight.
Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes. Opening your home to a dog can help open your heart. And love at first sight is closer than you think because it's available at your local dog shelter.
Yeah, very important point. You can find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive from June 7th to June 9th. And the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
That's right. So just visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so do you want to go to the history? Should we start out?
How did these guys start?
Well, in 1830, Josh, let me tell you a little story about a guy named King Louis Philippe.
Okay.
It's known as the July Revolution. He replaced King Charles X.
And, X.
Yeah, X. And after the Bourbon monarchy fell, and this was Parisian radicals were involved in this overthrow. So even though he was made king in large part because of these radicals and because of radicalism, these radicals were some tough guys, and a lot of them were, you know, it kind of brought in this criminal element in some cases.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to say they were bad guys, but maybe they were bad guys.
Well, the king, Louis Philippe, thought that they were a threat to the monarchy because, you know, he had gotten to the throne by these radicals, and it had attracted radicals from all over Europe, and a lot of them were very soldier-like.
Yeah.
And he was like...
Or former soldiers, period.
Right. And he said, welcome to France. Let me figure out what to do with you. I can't legally make you a part of the French army.
Yeah.
So how about I just make a foreign legion made up of foreign dissidents, foreign nationals, and send them elsewhere?
And they were pretty happy with that plan. It was March of 1831.
Yeah.
He laid out his eight articles, and pretty much that was what the foreign legion was, from who they were to be, where were they to train, what were they to wear, and a lot of the traditions were established in that very first set of articles.
And then included in that, Chuck, are, was one that said that you had to check for a birth certificate, a certificate of good life manners, and a certificate from a military authority saying that this person is a good soldier. And you had to have all that if you were going to accept a recruit. That... Or it was up to the commandant's discretion.
Yeah, it reminded me of, like, how there'll be a paragraph in a legal contract that says all these things, and at the very end it'll say, like, or we could just change our mind about all that.
Right.
So basically, yeah, we need all these papers and documents, and that was in Article 7 or Article 6. And then the 7th article said, or just let them in if you, you know, have a good feeling.
Right.
About them.
Exactly.
And don't worry about the papers so much.
And that led to this thing called the anonymat.
Yes.
Which is anonymity in French. And it says that you can join the French Foreign Legion under an assumed name because we're going to give you an assumed name one way or another. For the first year of your service in the French Foreign Legion, you need to basically take on an assumed name. You're leaving your old identity behind. And that's a really strange, unusual aspect of the French Foreign Legion that still exists today.
Yeah. In fact, it was mandatory until just a few years ago, until 2010. You had to sign up under a different name. And then at the end of that year, you could go through a process called military regularization of the situation, which basically meant you could get your old papers back from your home country and go back to your old name.
Right.
And you can still do all that. It's just not mandatory any longer.
No.
But a lot of guys, it's like the fresh start, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for, a lot of men who join the army.
And that's one of the,
in every country.
That's one of the things that the French Foreign Legion touts when you join it, is that we're a place you can have a second chance.
Yeah, forget your past, even forget your name. Minor criminal records, I mean, back in the day they would accept major criminals. Now they're a little more selective and they'll overlook like a minor criminal record, but nothing like, they won't accept murderers and things like that.
Right. And for a very long time, they would accept no one but foreign nationals. You couldn't be French and join the French Foreign Legion.
Yeah.
You could join the army, but not the Foreign Legion.
Right.
They recently changed that so you can be French, and join it. Right.
Yeah. And you can gain your French citizenship as a foreign national by serving, what, 3 years?
3 years.
In good standing.
Yeah.
And I think you have to go back to your original name and stuff.
Yeah, you. If you're going to get citizenship, you can't do it under your declared name.
Right.
And you were talking about that. What was it called where you go through that process at the end of the year?
The military regularization of the situation.
Right.
It's such a weird name for name change.
It really is. But it's not just a name change. It's basically like that represents the end of your first year, and it represents the end of the French Foreign Legion owning you during this time. During your first year, you cannot have a civilian bank account. You can't get married.
Yeah.
You can't wear civilian clothes, even off duty. You can't buy a car. You can't travel abroad on leave to anywhere but France.
You have to wear your uniform?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion, you have to wear a uniform. So, yeah, it's they own you for the first year. And it's definitely harder than the French army, like you said.
Yeah, and whatever status, if you're married and you join the French Foreign Legion, you have to enlist as a single man.
Right.
So I don't know if, I guess you can remain married technically, but the papers say that you're a single man.
I would imagine if you run off to the French Foreign Legion,
your
marriage might be on shaky ground as it is, or you're not married.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's probably not of like already married men.
Doesn't seem like a very family supportive place.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, you are getting away from a situation or something like that.
Honey, I'm going to have to deny your existence and change my name.
Right.
But it's really worth it because I want to be a legionnaire and wear the capy.
Right. And gain the respect of the French.
You think? I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, what's funny is I read an article. There's an article in the December 2012 Vanity Fair called The Expendables. It's pretty interesting. It's about the French Foreign Legion, what they're doing now.
Yeah, I saw some of that.
You remember in our, gold, episode, we talked about illicit gold mining in Guyana.
Yeah.
Apparently one of the things the Foreign Legion's doing now is they're fighting those gold miners now.
Oh, shutting that down?
That's one of the things they're doing because Afghanistan's winding down for the French, so they're kind of looking for new stuff to do, and that's one of the things.
New guys to go beat up?
Right.
Your first contract, if you join up as a legionnaire, is a minimum of 5 years, and pay for a corporal starting out is 1,043 I guess euros per month, plus of course you know all room and board, but that's your take home pay,
right?
Or not about take home, but that's your salary, and you get 45 days leave, and then you know there is a path to prosperity to some degree and success, just like any other army. You can work your way up through the officer ranks, and after that first 5 years, successive contracts are 6 months to 5 years, and I'm not sure how they determine that, whether it's up to you. Like if you're like, I just want to go 6 months at a time here, guys.
Gotcha.
Or I'm not sure. I couldn't actually find any information on that. If they're like, no, you must sign for 3 years.
Right. 6 months, whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, you'll probably be dead by then anyway, so. And we'll keep all of your euros. So in that article, one of the things I came across was that the legionnaires view themselves and apparently are viewed by the French as, that's why the article is called The Expendables, as basically there to fight and kill and die.
Yeah.
And that there's a lot of honor in dying, even if it's unnecessarily. But they kind of are nihilistic, I get the impression. And I think they even use that word. They're nihilists.
Oh, really? Well, it's
nihilists.
Not say nihilists. Okay. Yeah, I did read part of the article, though, and they said that normal people don't join the French Foreign Legion.
Right.
They said they're all just a little off.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good. I bet they're tough dudes.
Yeah. And the Spanish tried the same thing. In 1920, they tried to form the Spanish Foreign Legion, and it didn't take. So now it's just called the Spanish Legion. It's made up of Spaniards.
Yeah, and some folks say America could try something like a Foreign Legion with the influx of non-Americans in this country to maybe serve under our regular armies. And I don't know if that's ever been pitched.
Path to citizenship should be in the DREAM Act.
Yeah, why not, dude?
I don't know.
I'm sure people would be like, this is why not.
Well, yeah, you can email us later.
Yeah, I didn't consider it. It just came to my head.
You got anything else?
No, I want a KP.
I'll get you one for your birthday. Do you remember when those were like hip in the 80s with the breakdancing?
Yeah.
Those were awesome.
It's so funny what different cultures latch onto from different eras.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, somebody said, that will look very cool when I'm doing a head spin.
Yeah.
And the capey was adopted.
Awesome.
Breaking Ohio.
It's like the painter's cap. And when I was growing up, the painter's cap and the bicycle caps were very big in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, the bike caps with the billfold.
Yeah, oh, dude, I had a couple of, like, Italian ones. I just thought it was so cool.
What was the name of that one brand that everybody had with the bike hat? You know what I'm talking about.
Trek?
No, it was, like, a French name, I believe.
Oh, I don't know. I think I had one, though.
It
I thought it was like, Italian.
It's similar to the word like champagne.
Shimano or something, but it wasn't Shimano.
Yeah, that's Japanese.
I know what you mean. It's going to come to me.
I wonder if it is Japanese. I'll bet it's Italian or something, and I'm saying it's Japanese Shimano.
Yeah. I love it when we do these things, though, where we can't think of something because we always get emails where people are like, I was screaming in my home.
Yeah, right.
The name.
We're sorry for all of
Campanelli?
You.
Campanelli? Campanelli?
Yeah, that sounds close. It's not
Campari?
It's not so close that that we're not going to get emails. But those
spaghetti?
Of you screaming right now, settle down.
Ravioli?
Get a hold of yourselves. Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Foreign Legion, you can type that word or those words into the search bar at HowStuffWorks.com, and that will bring up this fine article. And there you go. And I said search bar, so it's time for listener mail. I guess before we get into that, Chuck, you want a message from our sponsor?
You know, true love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another, and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, or gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
Well, the Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes. As everyone knows from listening to this show, we have pulled all of our dogs off the street that Emily and I have had over the years, either right off the street or through a local shelter and working with them, and they've all become valued family members, and we think they've appreciated it too.
Yeah, Chuck, there is a Pedigree loyalty survey that found that 90% of first-time dog owners report having a dog improved at least one of their relationships, and 80% of first-time dog owners are overwhelmingly more likely to have made at least one new connection as a result of getting a dog. And 95% of all dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than they ever expected. Not a big surprise.
That's true. We all know that adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime meaningful connection, and real love can exist between a pet and a pet parent.
You got that straight.
Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes. Opening your home to a dog can help open your heart. And love at first sight is closer than you think because it's available at your local dog shelter.
Yeah, very important point. You can find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive. From June 7th to June 9th. And the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
That's right. So just visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And now it's time for listener mail.
Yeah. This is from Donato, and it's about autopsies. Dudes, just finished listening to how autopsies work. Wanted to mention a couple of things. I'm currently in law enforcement and have attended a few of them. My first one was really fascinating. The ME tried to get me to vomit by handing me a brain to pass to his assistant, but it actually really turned out to be extremely exciting for me. So, screw you, ME.
Right.
I'm not vomiting. Look at me. I'm juggling this brain.
I'm excited.
I wanted to point out you did not mention the extraction of vitreous fluid from the eyeballs using a needle. That part was a little freaky to me,
I
have to admit. And after a couple of times, asked why it was done, which leads me to toxicological examination.
Nice.
Fluids and samples from some organs were sent for examination in these cases. And in my experience, MEs will not provide a final autopsy before toxicology results come back. And lastly, the difference between cause and manner of death, COD and MOD. They are used interchangeably often, but COD is the physiological mechanism responsible for death, where MOD is the explanation of how the COD came to be. For example, asphyxia is the COD, and murder is the MOD if a person is smothered with their pillow.
Gotcha.
So COD can be considered purely medical, while the MOD is a combination of medical and investigative.
And evil.
So I hope it did not double tap something you guys covered.
Ooh, that's an old-timey reference.
Nice call out to Green Berets?
Delta Force.
Delta Force. Thank you, Donato.
Thanks, Donato. Appreciate that.
He's written in before.
Awesome. Thanks for writing in again. Has he made listener mail before?
No, I'll tell you what he wrote in before after.
Okay. I just winked at Chuck. If you want to write in, you can write in as many times as possible. See if you can get on listener mail twice. I don't think anyone ever has, right?
Well, Sarah, the amazing 11, 12, now 13, 14, probably 15-year-old.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for correcting me.
And Sarah, come on. We haven't had a letter in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We don't know how drama class is going and all that
Jeez,
stuff.
Get on it.
All right, if you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet to us at SYSK Podcast. You can join us on Facebook.com/StuffYouShouldKnow. You can send us an email to StuffPodcast@Discovery.com. And you can join us at the Universal Church of Chuck and Josh, StuffYouShouldKnow.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
In Puerto Rico, there's adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. Get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico and that remind you why you travel in the first place. Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island, it becomes a part of you. No passports required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.